Hello. Hi, everybody. Hi, guys. Hello. Good evening, everybody. Thanks for joining in. We're just waiting for a few more to come on in. Hello. How's everybody? Awesome. Finally, it stopped raining in Delhi. Which we love, but not when the roads are flooded, right? So, finally a sunny day today. Hey, Abha. All right. So, hello and good evening, and thank you for joining me this Friday evening on our third episode of the Detour series. I'm Taruna Seth. I'm the Navigator in Chief and co-founder at Encompass Experiences. We specialize in curating immersive journeys within India and all across the world. So, in the Detour series, we will be talking to inspirational people, mavericks from different walks of life, travel experts, conscious thought leaders, basically some amazing people, and we'll be talking to them about their life journeys. We'll be touching upon their defining detour moments in their life that got them to the point that they are at right now and where they intend on going. So super excited to share that wisdom with you all. So our today's guest is a very special person. She's been a special friend for many years, and she has also been a great source of inspiration for me personally. So it's Abha Bakaya. Before I bring her on, I'm going to quickly do a round of introduction. So Abha is a journalist. She's a news anchor, editor, writer, producer. She's a superwoman. She has worked for major networks like NDTV Profit, ET Now, Bloomberg TV. Abha has over 15 years of experience in television, giving her a wide perspective on various industries. She's turned entrepreneur recently, and now she's set up her own company called AB Network, and her studio churns out really amazing, innovative content that appeals to the modern aspirational Indians in a wide range of topics from business, luxury, lifestyle, entrepreneurship, and of course, travel. So her latest venture is Ladies Who Lead. It's a network of like-minded women, successful women, coming together to support each other and empower each other. So Ladies Who Lead has now evolved into this full-fledged community with contributors from all across the world, and it has its own digital hub. So with the aim of paying it forward, which I absolutely love, and we're going to talk more about it. So without further ado, let me bring Abha on. Hey, Abha. She'll be here in just a minute, a second rather.
The cast she's seen by request.
What an- I saw it now. Hi.
Oh, and it's great to be here. I absolutely love what you do with Experience Encompass, and you're looking beautiful as always.
Look who's talking, Abha. Thank you so much. And we have this mutual admiration club going here. So we love each other. It's quite evident. So Abha, let's begin from the top. So tell me, like, what's your life journey been like? Like, how did this all start? What got you interested in media, in television media, and how did it all start?
So I think media for me was a no-brainer. I loved writing when I was still in school, and when I graduated, I kind of always knew that that's what I was going to do. I think TV was what came to me earlier than I expected, because I started my career in print. I started with Business Today, had an absolutely awesome job as a reporter, learned a lot. But then I had kind of taken a gap year. I went off, came back, and TV was just booming in India. So I was working with CNBC as like a cub producer at the time, and NDTV Profit was launching. And I ended up first big break with NDTV Profit as a junior anchor. That's where I sort of learned everything on ground. And from then, no looking back, really.
I know back in the day, I remember I had a short stint with NDTV myself back in the day, and you got me in touch with them. So, I mean, it's hard work, Abha, and you've survived this industry for such a long time, and I can vouch for it. I remember, like, waking up at some ungodly hours. I used to host this breakfast show back in the day for Metro Day, you know, that channel back in the day. And, oh, my God, this is hard work. I mean, what we see on screen is just, like, all kind of glamorous and fun, but it's a lot of research, a lot of hard work. So kudos to you. You've done amazingly well, and now, of course, you know, you're venturing to various things and, you know, exciting stuff like Ladies Who Lead, which we're gonna talk about that in a bit. So, Abha, what would you say was or if there was, like, a detour moment that made you steer your course a little bit and, you know, led you to where you kind of stand?
So, I think it's interesting. In my career, I have had, you know, certain ups and downs, or I mean, I wouldn't even call them downs, detour moments. I'd call them detour moments. Like, from doing hardcore news, I went into NDTV Good Times for a year in the middle, I remember. But I absolutely loved it. I traveled all around the world when I was there for that year. And it was a great experience. But I think if there was one fillip to my career, it was definitely going to Bombay. Because I've been there the last over 10 years of my career. Mm-hmm. So career-wise, I think that's really where I probably, you know, really put the years in, really put the time in. I remember when I first moved, it used to be crazy shifts because I was one of the founding employees at ET Now at that time. Mm-hmm. And we work 12, 14 hours. I used to do this auto show. I used to drive all the way to Pas Lonavla for that shoot early morning, wow. Come back and I'm show at night, but it was so exhilarating, and I guess those were the days, right? When,
yes,
I didn't mind putting that time because you wanted to grow. So it's been good. I think every experience brings you something, it teaches you something, and so I look back and I'm grateful for all of it.
Absolutely. So I see a bunch of comments. I know you're a Delhi girl, but Delhi or Mumbai? I'm sorry to, like, put you on the spot, but I think we must settle that right now.
A really tough question, because if you had asked me this, like, a few months ago, I would have been like, of course I'm a Bombay girl, right? Because, like, my heart.
Bandra girl.
Exactly. Absolutely. But. But I've been home now the last few months with my parents here in Gurgaon, and I'm loving it, learning to reappreciate all that Delhi has to offer as well.
Like open spaces and gardens. And
exactly.
Awesome. Great. So Abha, speaking of your career and your move, like, who has been your greatest champion? Who's kind of been there for you, encouraged you to, like, pave your way forward? Who's that person for you?
So
we all need somebody in our corner, right? So
okay. You know, I think if there's to be one mentor, I don't think there would be any one person. I think I've also moved around a lot. In fact, I mean, through life, I've been to 13 schools while I was growing up. We moved around plenty of cities. I did so many internships all over the place. Moved across channels also. So I think I wouldn't say there's necessarily any one mentor, but I think I have found some incredible people along the way and built some really strong relationships. I think, you know, one of the people I'd call my guardian angels, for example, is someone who I worked with maybe 15 years ago, and I haven't worked with in the same organization since then, right? Mm-hmm. But it's someone I call anytime, get advice, get perspective. And it's important. I think we underestimate the relationships we build with people that we work with, because there is, you know, there is a way that they'll understand what's going on that mm-hmm. Perhaps your friends, for example, won't. But that apart, I have to say my parents, because only they have, they've, you know, they're my strongest supporters, and they've sort of never batted an eyelid, regardless of what decision I've chosen to make.
Of course, I mean nothing without them, right? So that's they're always there to cheer us on, which is so amazing.
Incidentally, since you were talking of detour moments, when I got my job at NDTV, and I remember, for me, that was the biggest thing ever, right? Because I had wanted to be a journalist, and I really wanted to get into the TV space. I remember I got a film offer at the
same time. Really? Oh, why didn't you take that out?
And my dad dad said to me, listen, I would have probably been a complete flop. That's besides the point. But my dad said to me at the time, how much are they paying you? And I asked the producer, and he said, oh my God, you should be so lucky. I'm giving you this opportunity. I'll give you a place to stay in Bombay for 5, 6 months while we shoot. You have nothing to complain about. People would, die for this kind of. My dad said, he just said, well, do you really see yourself doing this in the long run? And that was that.
Let's see. I mean, you had been like a, I mean, little, I mean, for all you know, you would have been like a Bollywood star by now, Abha, had you gone on that path. You never know, you never know. And never say never, right? It's never too late.
What else?
Abha, so can you recall, like, I know you've interviewed like so many amazing people in your career, like business leaders, mavericks from different fields. I remember you used to host a show called Boss's Day Out, right? So, I mean, is there any, can you recall a memorable moment with a leader and expert that you may have interviewed or interacted with that kind of stayed with you?
There are so many, T, because, but I think there's a quality that stands out. There are a couple of qualities. I think one is the fire. You can see a certain spark in people, and I've seen it. I've actually, the way they light up a room, the kind of energy that they have, the fact that that they don't sleep all night until they get their project right. There you can see. And the other quality is probably humility. And I think that's really stood out to me over the years because I've seen people grow from strength to strength and how it's changed their personalities. But I've also seen, legends, who, like a Narayana Murthy at the height of his career, I went back with him to his school in the on the outskirts of Chennai. And he sat with me in the classroom and then outside in the playground under a tree and just chatted with me about life. It was
That's
so wonderful.
amazing.
Yeah, so I think these are the moments that really stand out or that you remember later, not the ones that that kind of let it get to them.
I mean, that's amazing. And I mean, they often say, like, the higher you go up, like if you're climbing a mountain, you tend to kind of, you have to go down, your shoulders droop naturally when you're climbing something on an incline. So that's the same thing. As you go high, you must get more humble, right? And that's such a great lesson to be learned there. That's so incredible that he's so humble. And you, I
Absolutely.
mean,
Even others, I mean, today there are certain, and you know what I do, so there are certain people on my, sort of phone list or my sort of, WhatsApp message updates and so on. And there are people who will reply to every update, no matter how busy they are, and I think that it just touches you because you're just like, okay, it's, they could be busy with a million things, but they have the time to remember that this is you. And I think that's a mark of a great leader.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Abha, do you think, I mean, I know this is a bit like this talk, this has been talked about a lot, but do you think, if at all, in media, glass ceilings do exist? I know we're in 2020 and all of that, but do you think glass ceilings exist? And what would your advice be for anybody who's trying, for women especially, I'm obviously referring to women, and I mean, if somebody was trying to mark, make their mark in this field, what would your advice be to them?
So I think media as a field is not necessarily one where there is a glass ceiling. I think that there is a lot of opportunity. You see a lot of women at the top, actually, in media. But that's our friend Abhi. Bye, Abhi, if you're sharing our talk. But yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
So
so
that.
sweet, Abby. Yeah, go on.
It's a lot of women at the top. I think what's important to recognize is that regardless of whether you're behind the scenes or on camera, it's a very high pressure job. You also alluded to this a little earlier. It's long hours, it's crazy pressure. It's not something that's for everyone, but I think that there are a lot of soft skills as well that women bring to the table in media that hold them in good stead, and I think I think media is a great choice. I also get questioned a lot many times on sort of sexual politics, you know, for example, in the workspace in media. But I think that's in any space. And I have a lot of respect for many women that I've seen, and how driven and they are, how aggressive they are in getting that story, getting the job done, regardless of perhaps, you know, what commitments they have at home. They all have families. So I think you know, the opportunity is there. It's really up to you
Sure.
to make. Yeah.
Right. And also now, Avana, like, given the current times, obviously, like the whole digital economy, I mean, it was already booming, but now with COVID, it's like times a thousand, right? And everything has kind of gone to the next level as far as digital media is concerned. What do you think the future of, say, broadcast or like television networks is going to be, given like anybody now with a phone and a network can broadcast live, and you know we can all be anchors, like wannabe anchors like me, and so you know, so what do you think is the future going to look like? Are we still
Well,
going to watch like the 9 o'clock news in like 5 years from now? I mean, even now, I mean, you know.
I'm not sure, T. I think it's a very, very valid question. I think things are changing, and the relevance of you know, of just, let's say, just a news reader is also changing. I think it is going to be more about personalities, and I think the platforms where people choose to watch or get their news from are also going to evolve. A lot of people have already taken to digital. Sensational news is not everyone's cup of tea, but you have to remember that in India, television still has huge distribution, right? So while it's changing really fast, I mean, digital, last the numbers I checked, is growing at 30%. So the growth rate for digital is huge, but it's still got a way to go before it catches up with TV. So, but the industry is at that inflection point. There are a lot of melting dynamics, and especially post-COVID, even I'm going to be interested how this pans
To
out.
see how it pans out, right? The nation wants to know about the nation wants to know. But seriously, okay. Let's see how that pans out. But
You know, I would really love to see a news platform in India that was able to deliver the news in a very calm, sensible way and survive. Because it's not like people haven't tried, but Indians love
a bit
sensationalism.
of
So.
drama and sensationalism, and why not, you know, it's like with the dinner and a bit of you
Yeah.
know, sensational drama on 9 o'clock news. Oh well, I mean, of course they take us for that, and hence they do it, because I mean, it sells, right, end of the day. But yeah, so Abhav, tell me, what do you think is the importance of like taking a break or a sabbatical? Like I've always been like this perennial student. Like I'm one of those people, like I want to always kind of, you know how your phone apps need an upgrade, right? So I feel all of us need a little upgrade once in a while, right? And get, you know, down. So how would you upgrade, or what's your take on like sabbaticals and taking on short courses, and I believe you've taken a sabbatical too in the past, right?
Yes, and I think doing these things is critical. I think it's so important. You know, I think curiosity is really important. That thirst kind of have new experiences, learn, adapt, see how different people do things, you know, keep up with changing trends. It gives you so much perspective, and it allows you also to react, you know, find a way to react to all kinds of different situations. I think it's a lot more on trend today. I think today, if you were to tell someone you're taking a sabbatical, it wouldn't be like so crazy. When I did it, I took a gap year after my year at Business Today. When I came back, no one would give me a job because they thought I'd lost it. So,
Yeah, what? You took a break? Who takes a break?
is like back in 2003, I think. So, yeah, they were very suspect. And, I did a sort of working holiday in London, saved up, and then I went to the US and traveled around there. Later on in my career, my boss at Bloomberg was nice enough to let me take a lot of the leave that I had collated and take a summer at Columbia. So I went to study over
Wow,
summer, you know,
amazing.
tried to relive those university days, and it was great. It was very stimulating. You come back all recharged, and I think it's something everyone should do.
Did you do something in journalism at Columbia?
I did a screenwriting and creative writing work, creating writing course.
Amazing.
I wanted to do that because I've always loved writing, and with news and with anchoring, I haven't had, and television, I haven't had much time to devote to that. So it was something
Right.
that I.
Wow. I mean, I love that university. I believe Barkha that also went to Columbia,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, and they have a fantastic program. So Abha, then now recently you've started Women Who Lead, this women-centric platform for like women leaders to make connections, and it's all based on this principle of paying it forward. I absolutely love that concept. And can you shed some light on that, and how can one become a part of it? I mean, I think it's such a cool thing to be a part of.
So, thank you, first of all. We are very proud of our baby and my team, Anisha, Ruchita, Ahana. We've all sort of been at it for the last year. It started off as a passion project. We tried to kind of bring together like-minded women, and then when we saw that it had such a great sort of turnout, we decided to kind of keep at it. And today, I think we'd call ourselves a curated network of like-minded women who are there to support one another. We do events, although right now they're on hold, but we've been doing a whole host of Insta Lives and Zoom sessions with some great people. We also have a lot of invite-only sessions, which are more intimate, so you can really talk about certain things. I think to join it right now, you just need to get in touch with us and actually build that relationship and try to include you in some of the things that we're doing. And as things improve post-COVID, we will definitely be starting membership as well.
And we look forward to some real, events in real life now, right? So
Yes,
everybody's
absolutely.
looking forward to some.
Some of us are still brave enough to step out, but I think most would like to take it a little easy until next year.
Yeah, well, a few months. Let's see how it pans out, but I really hope it's sooner than later. So now, let's talk now about everybody's favorite topic now that we're stuck here, and it's been what, 6 months? Yeah, 6 months since. I mean, I know you've taken a flight from Mumbai to Delhi, but I literally, the last flight I took was way back in February. I was in the Northeast, so that was the last flight. So yeah, it's been a couple of months. And so
I know it's a
what is
must definitely be getting cabin fever, 100%.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. But let's talk about what the importance of travel and experiences, right? And about nurturing your curiosity. So I know your love for travel, and I know you've done a lot of solo trips. You've done off the beaten track kind of holidays as well. So what's been your favorite kind of highlight of all your travels so far?
There's so many. I in the sense, so I'm a big city person. I love big cities. So I've done all of that. The likes of, just talking about the unusual, maybe a Shanghai. It's not so unusual for the business world, but for many, they don't get to China. And it was an experience. I used to stop on the road in China because I was a tourist attraction, because with my boots I was so tall, and they were like, "Oh my God, you have such big eyes," and just to see the kind of infrastructure and the kind of, the kind of life that they had there. Japan, Shanghai, some of those countries. But otherwise, even like in Europe, in Estonia, for example, that was something unusual. And I went there last year. In terms of solo trips, even within India, I went to Konark and Puri. Yeah, a beautiful trip. It was actually so convenient, so easy to do. I'm surprised I haven't done it before.
Yeah, a lot of, I mean, with the, I mean, hopefully we can go back to this pre-COVID levels soon, right? All these direct flights everywhere. I mean, travel was had become so convenient. I mean, we have to kind of relearn a few things and do a few things differently. But I think at this point, we're all at that point in life that we're ready to kind of almost take the plunge, if not almost. I know a lot of my friends, as we speak, are on various road trips all over India right now. So definitely a lot more people are taking road trips.
I have
Sorry, I
been
lost
trying
you.
to convince people to come up to the hills with me. What better time than now, right? To go up there.
Yes. We're going to try and make that happen hopefully soon. Right.
But so many others. We wanted to go for Mind Valley to Jordan, right? I mean,
Yes.
the summit always holds such fantastic events around the year.
Yes.
Looking forward to some of these coming back, but
No,
in the
absolutely.
yes, it's more
Can you
within
hear
you.
me, Abha? Your voice is a bit patchy. You can hear me?
I've got you. Yeah, I
Okay,
can.
good. All right. Cool. So Abha, I mean, what has been the greatest kind of learning for you in your career? Like, you know, after you've had mentors, you've interacted with these amazing people from various industries. What's been that one learning that you kind of take with you, like, going forward?
I think it's just to persist and never give up. I think this really fits in with how you've described the session, the Detour series, because I think sometimes it's not that you're on the wrong path. It's just about finally finding that breakthrough and finding the right path. So if that means take a few curves to get there, that's totally okay. Everyone that I speak to has always said that, you know, it doesn't matter when you get knocked down, you just have to get back up and you have to keep going. You just have to keep going. Learn from it, take the good, stay at it, don't doubt yourself, you know, and the path will reveal itself. And I think that's really important for everyone because I think it's also about what you're looking for in life. And if you're looking for that fulfillment, then there's no reason you should ever give up trying. And you know, and I think that success means different things to different people, but
Absolutely.
you know, but whatever it may be, I think it's important not to let any fears or doubts overcome you, and to just kind of you know, work on your
Go for
strength.
it.
Yeah, work on your strengths, work on building yourself up, and see where it takes you.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so important, right, Abha, when you talk about like being persistent, and I mean, it's so important. Like, I call it the three C's, right? You know, clarity, conviction. I mean, you need to have clarity, obviously, and you need to have that conviction and that confidence in yourself that you can achieve something, and of course, kind of keep, you know, throwing yourself out of your comfort zone. I think for me, that I need to keep kind of challenging myself. You know, if I'm a little kind of wary of doing something, I mean, I have this sixth sense that kind of pushes me to do it. Like, this is something I wouldn't be doing, but I mean, I kind of I lost your voice, but can you hear me?
There. I mean, I was saying that's amazing. You put it so well. You're describing it so well.
Yeah, so I think it's so important, and yeah, being persistent, I think that's key, right? Just keeping at it. So speaking of like unexpected, like conscious, like detours that we were talking of earlier, now what's your take? You said it's okay to kind of, you know, take a little detour or take a non-conventional path on your career. So, I mean, what, according to you, when is the right time to do it? Or are you a proponent of, like, if you know, if your career is going well and you're happy, I mean, and an opportunity presents itself, like, what would you say? Like, you kind of hold on to the kind of the path that you're already on, or kind of take that extra step in towards the other and towards the unknown?
So, okay, you know, it's an important question. I won't answer it lightly because I think a lot of people are also at that juncture in their life today during COVID where they're having to choose. You know, I think that so partly it's all about mindset, and I think it's really important to evolve because you know you have to stay relevant, and that does mean sometimes if let's say you feel you've reached the end of the road in a certain career, it means opening your mind to what else could possibly be right for you. But when it comes to taking the jump, which you're also talking about, I'm definitely like you. I think you know, I think that I'm always very open to a new challenge, to an opportunity. But yes, I think there is merit to those who also have worked for many years in a certain organization. You know, they have also gained a lot of credibility and trust within an organization over that time. So I guess it's each to their own. But I think regardless of what you're doing, it's important to make sure you're constantly growing. So even if you're within the organization, you could be trying different departments, different skill sets. And I think this is only going to become more important because what COVID has shown us is that, you know, there is going to be a new set of skills that's going to be important now going forward.
Absolutely.
You're going to have to be able to.
Yeah, adapt and kind of move with the times, because more so now than ever, right? I mean, every industry, every person, like all of us have had to kind of rethink what we're doing in terms of, you know, the businesses we're running, or even the professions we're in. A lot of these professions are they're going to become obsolete in a couple of years. So we have to kind of keep evolving with the times. It's a bit scary, but at the same time, it's quite exciting, because there are new and different opportunities that this time is going to, you know, bring forth for us. So yeah, so fingers crossed, and hope we can kind of, you know, ride the tide.
No, just that. I was saying even women are being able to explore a whole host of things that they couldn't before. So yeah, I mean, we take that as a positive.
Yeah. So Abha, so you wear so many different hats, and you're always juggling, and you're like doing so many things. I'm just like, how the hell does this girl manage to do so much, right? So you're forging connections, you are creating different properties for your company, then you're anchoring, and like, how do you manage your time? And can you give us some hacks as to how we can manage our time better and maybe aspire to do more and be more productive?
So interesting, by the way, stats show that it's only really about 6 hours in a day that you're truly productive. Okay, so even if you're working, you're 12 hours or however many hours, but you're actually 6 hours a day. And out of that, I would say it's really in 90-minute slots that you get a lot of work done before you need a break or you're up for something or the other. So I actually suggest, you know, whatever your most productive time of day is, tackle the most difficult task first, get it out of the way. You know, delegate what you need to, of course, that's always important. I'm somebody who I think I'm very I'm trying to think. I mean, I do section my time very well. I you know, make a list of or set an agenda for myself in terms of what I want to get done, and then make sure I kind of set the day. I know it sounds really lame, but I actually thoughts in my head, you know, in terms of okay, in this slot I need to manage to do three things, you know, off my list today. But I think time is critical, because otherwise you just get overwhelmed and there's no need for that. So if you need to wake up early, do that. If you need to carve out later in your day away from your family, home, kids, responsibility, make sure you do that. But you need to make sure you have that time to get things done.
Exactly. So I try to wake up really early to do just that, because otherwise it's impossible. And you're right. I mean, what I can kind of achieve in that 90-minute slot, like really early in the morning, I mean, it's almost like, or I couldn't do that all till 6 p.m. because there's just so many, especially now that most of us are working from home and there are a lot more distractions. So
Right.
that definitely does. Right. So Abha, this, you know, the current situation, and you know, a lot of women, especially now, I mean, the women are at home, obviously, you know, with the family, with the kids, and all of that. And what kind of opportunities do you think now, like women? I mean, I know a lot of people, and even men for that matter, have become home chefs. There's so many kind of things that have cropped up. You know, people are delivering food, and all these homegrown chefs and people you've been passionate about. Some people have started painting. So a lot of people have kind of, you know, left their conventional jobs, and kind of they're trying to try something new, or something they've been passionate about, you know, for many years and never got a chance to do. In this situation, I mean, what kind of stuff do you think like women can aspire to do, and you know, and kind of
They can do anything.
anything? That's true.
I think what's emerging from this is that in fact, interestingly enough, because now they don't have to find a way to get to work or be away from home all day, they can actually do things remotely, which earlier perhaps, you know, wasn't an option. I also feel today the environment is a lot more supportive for women in career choices, in sort of being more open-minded to women doing different things. So I would just say, whatever has been your passion, whatever has been perhaps a thought in your mind, whether you want to set up a business, whether you want to explore a career, this is the time to actually go for it. You know, if nothing else, this is a time where you can build relationships, work on collaborations, test out how interested you are, whether or not the idea has merit. So, you know, see it as an opportunity, see it as a time that can actually be spent usefully.
No, I love that. And it's actually, like you said, it's actually a great opportunity. And for a lot of us who can actually afford to take that time away from what we were doing and try different things. And I mean, I think it's incredible. And we don't know when we're going to get this time again, right? So I may as well make the most of it, because it's one of those times. So Abha, so what's next now? What else are you planning? What are your plans going forward? Any new ideas, projects you'd like to share with us? Because I know you're always up to something.
So can I very cheekily say hashtag watch this space?
Ooh, okay. We're watching you. All right.
There's something brewing up here, and I'm hoping that the new year will allow a lot of those opportunities to sort of play out.
Amazing. So even we're hoping, you know, at Encompass Experiences that, you know, this is gonna be in the past very soon, and we shall go back to like our mainstream business, which obviously is experiential travel and immersive experiential travel, and we're hoping to kind of go back into it like bigger and better. And we would love to do things with, you know, you guys, the Women Who Lead, and do some fantastic offsites and retreats. We would love to plan something with like-minded women. So we're excited. We already have like a full calendar for 2021 already, from Amazing. January till December. So we're like ready to go. It's just we need a vaccination. That's what we need. So getting there slowly, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll be there too. You can count me in already.
Sounds good. But thank you so much, Abha, for your time. This was awesome chatting with you as always. And and take care. And I'll see you soon, very soon in real life. Take care. Bye, Abha. Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for joining in. Thanks, guys. Bye.